Darker Days of Dorothy Gale. Chapter 64. Separate Ways. Year 216. A.T.C. Dorothy took her place on the back of the tree horse, beside the strange pumpkin-headed man she came to know as Jack. After several days of traveling, an eerie silence fell over them all. The first day was full of conversation and a thorough explanation of what happened to Oz. How Dorothy and her band of travelers inadvertently freed Cocytus, and the effect that had on the land. If not for the blind rage the travelers had thrust him into, he likely would not have had the strength to break free. Dorothy sat in silence. She contemplated the thought of herself being a key figure in the cataclysm, in the death of Oz as she knew it. She never wanted any of this. She never wanted to cause such immense pain or grief. She only wanted to go home. That is all she ever wanted. She never wanted the inescapable guilt that now came with her mere existence. As they traveled throughout the land, Dorothy began to feel increasingly worried about her current company. She was not worried for their well-being, but worried they were somehow her new captors. Worried that despite not being chained down, tied up, or placed in a physical cage, she was still unable to escape them, or simply not allowed to go her own way. They were all going to the same place, the cathedral, but Dorothy no longer felt free to travel there on her own, with the travelers she already knew and trusted.
"What happens when we get to the cathedral?" asked Mister, breaking the day's long silence.
"We find Ozma," replied Gracia.
"And then what?" asked the woodman.
"We kill her," replied Tip.
"Just like that?" asked Dorothy. "We kill her. I think you've all underestimated her. That's why we have you," said Gracia, turning to look at Dorothy.
"And what if I don't want to kill her?" Dorothy asked.
The tree horse came to a stop as Tip pulled up on the reins. Everyone looked at her.
"I'm afraid you don't have a choice," said Jack.
"I'm afraid I do," replied Dorothy sternly. "I don't belong here, in Oz. And I just want to go home.
Ozma says she can do that for you," interrupted Gracia.
"She is great at many things. Lying and manipulation are at the top of the list."
"And what makes you so trustworthy?" asked the woodman.
"You poisoned your own sisters, your mother, your father," said Dorothy.
"They were evil," replied Gracia. "My parents were evil, detestable people. They did evil, detestable things. My sisters were just as bad, are just as bad. You think Ozma is really going to let you go home? You have far too much to offer. That ring? That bracelet? Those glasses resting on your pretty little nose? Do you really think that once all of her sisters are dead, she will have any reason to keep you alive? Let alone send you home? And you," she turned her attention to the woodman, Do you really think she's going to let your wife go? Ozma thinks your wife is me, right? And what happens when she finds out she has the wrong person? What do you think Lothar will do? Do you think he's going to be happy to find out he's been wrong all this time? And most importantly, what do you think an angry Lothar is capable of? Neither of them have any interest in helping you. They tell you what you want to hear, to make you do what they want you to do. Promises, even empty ones, might be great motivators. But they are still empty.
Dorothy was breathing heavily. Her face was red hot, and her heart was racing in anger.
Can you get me home? Dorothy asked.
No,
replied Gracia. I cannot get you home. I can get you vengeance for the lies you've been told. But I cannot get you home. I think I'll take my chances on the lies, replied Dorothy, as she began to climb down from the tree horse.
Dorothy, are you sure about this? Asked Mister, hesitant to follow.
It's time I take control for myself, Dorothy replied. Make my own decisions. Even if it kills me.
Make no mistake, replied Gracia. You will be killed. I can promise you that. If you side with Ozma, you will die. She cares for no one in this world more than she cares for herself. If you leave us, you will die. It's that simple.
It's not that simple, said Dorothy. It's never been that simple, and it will never be that simple. If I stay with you, if I help you, I seal my fate in Oz. I effectively promise myself I will never get home. If I choose Ozma, there's at least a chance that I get home. And I don't care how small that chance is. It's still more than I get with you.
Their eyes locked for a moment before Dorothy looked away and continued to climb down the side of the tree horse. Mister and the Tin Woodman followed close behind. Dorothy Gale was free to make her own choices after all.